104.7 Adelaide's Triple M.
Dits, we've heard over the last couple of days some of Australia's wealthy individuals. Lindsay Fox has come out and said he'll build a facility where we can house expats coming home and getting them out of Medi hotels in the CBD.
Yep.
And Sam Shaheen from the Peregrine Group yesterday said that they would look at doing it down at Taylor Bend as well.
Yeah.
And he's kindly enough to join us now. Good morning, Sam.
A very good morning, gentlemen, and to all your listeners.
Would you seriously look at building a new facility or adding on to the great facility that you have at Taylor Bend now to house thousands of expats coming home?
If it is on strategy, if it aligns with what we want as a state, then perhaps that is a great thing. I think the first thing to do is just to rethink the model that has got us here and to have a good think whether it is an appropriate model that is going to see us safely for the next little period. Now, COVID is not a 2020 issue, nor is it going to be a 2021 issue. It is likely to be an issue well into 2022 and likely into 2023. This is the view that is shared around the world.
We've had lockdowns in Adelaide, in Perth, in Brisbane, in Sydney and in Melbourne. So obviously the hotel quarantine system in the CBD isn't working at the moment. Is that what you're alluding to? If we keep doing the same thing, we'll get the same results?
Precisely. Our response has been almost single dimensional, a small outbreak and it's a snap lockdown. And that model, you can see how over time is likely not to be either acceptable or palatable anymore. And you know what? If the decision makers and the policy makers don't believe that's a good idea, that's fine. But I think we just need to think about it. I'm happy to crawl back into my box and keep doing what I do, but I think we just need to think it through.
Sam, it's fantastic that someone of your ilk is willing to help out in this way and help our community. What about our leaders suggesting it has to be in the city because of medical help, hospitals nearby and those sorts of things?
Well, it may be, but I humbly disagree. I think if you statistically look over the last 12 months, and there are enough case studies, 108 million people around the globe have had coronavirus so far. So there are many case studies around the world. There is a small proportion, a very important, but a small proportion of people that have needed intensive care help. And medical care and medical facilities can be set up to identify those and look after them very, very well. There is a small medical facility in Taylor Bend. There is a hospital at Murray Bridge. There is a medical facility we have on site. And this is not, I don't think this is the be all and end all of what I am talking about. I think that we've got to look at the big picture. If the strategy is right to locate those facilities outside of densely populated areas, then everything else can be worked through. There is no problem that can withstand the power of thought, and we just have to think about it.
So what's your next step now, Sam?
Well, I've had my say. I think the government has deemed the idea not feasible at this point in time. The olive branch is out there. I'm at any point that they deem that fit or change their mind, I'm happy, willing and able to engage and have a chat, but I would invite them to consider, again, not just a tail and bend option, but any option outside of the city with a professional outfit that is professionally managed, and to bring all of our citizens back, to reinvigorate the education economy, which our state in particular heavily depends on. And the bit in the middle that has been the blocking part is because we haven't been able to manage them well, safely, in quarantine. And I think that's fixable. This is the key. The bit in the middle is this 14-day quarantine. And it just seems to me like that model just needs to change. We just have to rethink it.
Sam, we applaud your foresight, mate. Good luck with it. I hope you and the government can agree on this. And, let's get it happening, mate. Thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate your time.
Good on you, Sam.
Dr. Sam Shaheen, On the Run, the Peregrine Group.